right?
I know about Solorosaurs, said Benny. But dinosaurs are extinct, said Jesse.
Sure, well, that's what they say, said Dinosaur Dan. But what do they know? I'd watch your step in that cave, that's all I can say.
We will, said Violet.
She clutched Jesse's hand again. Jesse looked at Dinosaur Dan. Something about the way he was smiling made her wonder if he knew more about the tracks than he let on.
So, why don't you tell me what you kids are doing in my cave? Asked Dinosaur Dan.
We're very sorry if we trespassed, said Henry. We didn't know that someone owned this side of the cave.
I don't know what you mean by that, said Dinosaur Dan. There's another side?
Yes, our friend has a dinosaur dig on the other side of this cave, explained Henry. He stored some bones there.
And somebody stole them,
blurted Benny.
Huh, said Dinosaur Dan. Well, I'm a lot of things, but I ain't no thief. Who is your friend, anyway?
Our friend's name is Elliot Boyce, said Jesse. He's a paleontologist.
The children noticed that Dinosaur Dan frowned when Jesse said Elliot's name.
Elliot Boyce, eh? Said Dinosaur Dan.
We think somebody took his dinosaur bones and came this way, said Henry. That's how we ended up here.
We didn't know someone lived here, added Violet.
Well, I sure live here, said Dinosaur Dan. At least...